What is going on, my wonderful and most talented listenership? Byron Pringle here with the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. Okay, so you know the new year is only a few days away, and I know you're ready for it. You have your New Year's resolutions set up as a SMART goal, your pitfalls identified, and your goals separated in categories to better manage them. But what if I told you on today's episode, we will share with you the ingredients to the special sauce on how to keep your momentum coming for months to come? Sounds great, right? Let's go ahead and give 2020 the boot. So go ahead and grab your silly 2021 glasses. Get ready to celebrate because the conclusion of the New Year's resolution episodes is about to start. Today's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast is sponsored by our friends at Buzzsprout. If you are considering starting a podcast, Buzzsprout has helped well over 100,000 people start their own podcast. What's great is they provide all the necessary tools and resources to launch a professional podcast, from those who eat, drink, and breathe podcasting. Follow the link in the show notes to get started today and to receive a $20 Amazon gift card. Buzzsprout, the easiest way to start a professional podcast. Hey everybody, before we get started with today's episode, I just want to remind you guys to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss another episode of our podcast. Also, if you're streaming this episode from Apple Podcasts, please leave us a rating or review. Your ratings and reviews helps our podcast be seen organically by more people. Then finally, I'm also offering a 1-hour free coaching session for new clients. If you're looking for help on taking the next step in your self-improvement journey, let me know and let's work together to get your dreams and goals accomplished. Head over to my page and book a coaching session for free at www.coachwithbyron.com. Again, that's www.coachwithbyron.com. Now let's get you back to today's episode. Welcome back to the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Byron Pringle. And today we are recording episode 24. And if you are streaming this episode on the day that it comes out, you are officially 4 days away from the New Year's. And as always, I am joined with my lovely co-host, Kristen Stevens.
Hi, everyone. Good to be back.
So today, we want to talk about the secret sauce. We want to talk about what you can do in order to keep your momentum up as far as keeping your New Year's resolutions. Now, if we recap for a little bit here on the last three or four episodes we've recorded together, we've talked about defining your New Year's resolution goals, how to convert those goals into SMART goals. We've even talked about some pitfalls, and then we also even covered some
action plans
that can help you to bridge the gap there to be able to get your New Year's resolutions going here. So, but the secret sauce we want to share is kind of like the McDonald's Big Mac. You know, the Big Mac sauce is what makes it a burger.
That's right.
So we want to talk about consistency. What you can do moving forward after the first of the year to continue to see results.
Consistency is a secret sauce.
Absolutely. So what can you do moving forward in order to keep consistency, keep the momentum going? I read an interesting statistic that people that are wanting to lose weight, they go to the gym and they have good intentions, but most of their New Year's resolutions as far as losing weight is abandoned by March 1st. And I believe we covered that statistic. I believe it was about 90% of New Year's resolutions are abandoned or given up by March 1st. So, I mean, if you get a gym membership now, you know, the gym's packed. But if you give it a few months, you might be the only person in there. I'm not saying that to make jokes or laugh, but I mean, the statistics speaks for themselves. Now, with consistency, you have to be 100% invested in your New Year's resolution. You can't just put your feet in the water. You just got to plunge right in there and just hit it hard. And that's why it was so important for Kristen and I, because we have our own set of New Year's goals that we would like to accomplish, personally, professionally, and as a couple, to start early. And they say it takes about 21 days to break a habit. In order for us to get to the point where we're invested 100%, hitting the ground running, we started our New Year's resolutions here a few weeks prior.
Yes.
So now we're in the routine of our New Year's resolutions. Come the first, it's second nature. It's, you know, I think a lot of people too, when they dive right in, I mean, they go straight in. And they don't allow any time to adapt to their New Year's resolutions. So today we want to talk about consistency, how that is the secret sauce on maintaining the momentum for your New Year's resolution. And we also want to talk about two obstacles, two key factors that may interrupt your consistency, that momentum that you need in order for you to pursue your New Year's resolution. So the first item we have on the list is self-doubt. So let's go back to the gym piece on losing weight. So here's my thing. Like, personally for me, I'm working on trying to lose 2 pounds a week. And I've had people approach me about losing weight, and it's actually, Kristen introduced me to this Fitness Pal app, I believe it's called.
Yes, My Fitness Pal.
Yes. So if you guys are looking for a way to monitor or to measure, which is something that we covered in the last episode on SMART acronyms, I would highly recommend you download it, because there's a section in the app where you can actually record your weight for that week, and also take a picture of yourself on the scale, which is what I'm doing. It's an excellent tool, so I highly recommend it. So, so the one thing I do want to cover with the self-doubt piece is the instant gratification versus the delayed gratification piece. So instant gratification, we live in a world that we expect things instantly. For an example, if you're hungry, what can you do? You can open up your Grubhub app and you can order food, and it's at your door within minutes.
Right. Sometimes, unless you're me and it takes 3 hours. But anyway.
Yes. that's a long story, everybody. So we won't share it with this episode. And then also, you know, how many likes you get on Facebook? How many people follow you on Instagram? So, I mean, we live in the day of age of instant gratification. So, therefore, with our New Year's resolutions, we expect results instantly.
And I think that's an important point, because if you have instant gratification, you're able to see your progress right away versus, you know, having to wait for a while.
Exactly. So, and I think a lot of people, they get discouraged.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're going to the gym and you're working out and you've been busting your butt off going to the gym 3 or 4 times a week, and you know, at the end of say 2 weeks, to get on the scale, you've only dipped by 2 pounds versus like me, I'm trying to lose 2 pounds a week. You know, I mean, for most people it would be discouraging.
There's a meme. It's like, getting on the scale after you've eaten like 2 salads and expecting it to be 20 pounds less or something like that.
I would really love if that would be the case, because everyone would be eating salads.
Yes.
And expecting results right away. But there is a thing with delayed gratification, and we have to understand that it takes time to see progress. So one thing Kristen and I, we were sitting down, we were talking about this earlier, and we found this analogy where a farmer, you know, they start their planting season in early spring, and you know, they don't grow the crops the next week or two.
Nope.
You know, it takes time. They have to plant it. They have to care for it. They have to nurture it. And then comes, you know, when fall time comes during harvest, and then they go out there and harvest and they reap their rewards. But it doesn't happen overnight.
It's a long progress, a long process.
Exactly. So same way with fitness, or if you want to save money, you know, I mean, it's easy when you look at a piece of paper and you're like, oh, you know what? I'm going to save, you know, $2,400 at the end of the year. That's $100 every 2 weeks.
Right.
You know, it looks great, but then after a couple months, you're like, oh my God, it's going to take me forever. Well, no, I mean, if you keep at it, even if things do come up, you know, you got to have a plan on how you can recoup, and you just got to stay consistent with it.
I think about the old fable, the tortoise and the hare. Slow and steady wins the race.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's no, like, you know, when you're in college and you cram for an exam the night before.
Oh, that's worse.
You might do okay, but in life, when it comes to your goals, there is no such thing as cramming in order to meet your goals. It takes a while to get there.
And that's why, again, going back on the planning piece, you know, I think a lot of people, that when they start talking about New Year's resolutions, or, you know, even if we back off on New Year's resolutions, let's talk about any goal of the year. I know when I first started my podcast back in last March, I was telling myself, I'm like, I am going to see hundreds of downloads right within the first month, because I had so much faith in myself. And boy, was I wrong. My first episode came out the first week of March. I believe it came out March 7th. It was called Promoted to CEO, and I received 26 downloads. 26. Our last episode, Kristen and I, we were looking at the stats. We got well over 2,100 downloads. And the first episode was only seen in the U.S. And our last episode here was seen in 26 countries, yes. I believe. So, I mean, you know, I mean, we have good intentions, but we got to stay consistent, and we got to keep at it. Mm-hmm. And I can't stress that enough, because honestly, if I didn't see the results of what I'm seeing now, but only a few months ago.
Right.
You know, if I'd given up within the first couple months, then I wouldn't be here today behind the mic. I mean,
there are plenty of weeks that the statistics were low, and you could have gotten really frustrated and really doubted yourself, but you just had to keep pushing through and be consistent with it, and it definitely has paid off.
Yeah. I know October we did really well for downloads and subscribers, and then November we took a little bit of a dip, but, you know, I kept at it, kept positive, kept proactive, and just kept the consistency piece of it, and just kept working. And, you know, it's paying off. Slowly but surely, it's paying off. But, you know, like I said, I just don't want you guys to go into your New Year's and expect results right away. Because, again, you know, slow and steady always wins the race. Another side of the self-doubt piece. And so we talked about the difference from instant gratification and delayed gratification. I also want to talk to you guys about the imposter syndrome, and we've talked about this in past episodes. That little voice inside your head is going to, I'm going to say, it's going to screw up your drive, your purpose in life, because it is going to tell you, hey, you know what? It's okay to eat that snack cake, or it's okay to, I know,
or that Philly cheesesteak,
but that little voice inside you, that's that little comfort zone that's telling you it's okay to settle for who you were in 2020. Now that we're out of 2020, you know, let's start developing ourselves. And I know that for those who are listening to this podcast, you guys are here for a reason. You guys aren't here to just hear my voice, which, if that being the case, I'm very flattered, or you're here to listen to Kristen over me. You know, either way, you know, but I believe you guys are here for the sole purpose on, you feel that there is more of a purpose for your life, a goal driven, and you need those tools, you need those resources, and most importantly, you need the know-hows on achieving your resolutions. Because like I said, you know, I didn't just wake up one day and I said, you know what, I'm going to start a podcast, I'm going to become a life coach. You know, it took time. But after I identified what I wanted out of my life, it was easy to understand and easy to get. So again, that's why it's so important to list out your goals and, you know, just being consistent on it and then being able to measure your results. So again, on the imposter syndrome, because I'm a man of many words here, you got to silence that little voice. And we all know that voice. You know, we've always told ourselves, you know, again, you can skip the gym, you're too tired. Again, hit that snooze button. Your dreams, your hopes, your goals, whatever, it can wait another 9 minutes. Heck, hit that snooze button again, it can wait another 18 minutes. Or you can just hit the off button, whatever it might be. You know, rather than saying you go to the grocery store and you're buying healthy meals, one thing that Kristen and I are doing, we want to cook healthier meals for us. And so what would that imposter syndrome look like? We come back from work, doing whatever we're doing during the day, and we're just exhausted. You know, let's go just grab something quick and easy through a drive-thru. No, you know, tell that little voice to shut the F up because you've already bought the groceries. Keep pushing. It's going to take time, and it's going to take some time for you to get to where you need to be, but I promise you, once you get there, it's going to be so rewarding. So again, you know, understanding that there is such a thing as delayed gratification in this world, and it's okay. It's going to take time to get to your goal, but I tell you what, it's going to be sweet once you get there. And then also the imposter syndrome. You don't need to hold yourself back. There's no one else that is in the driver's seat of your life but you. So write your book and write it well. And make sure when you do depart from this world, be able to depart from this world in a way that you're very happy. You left a legacy that you're very happy with. You have a sense of fulfillment with. So those are the self-doubt pieces. Now, Kristen is going to go ahead and take over here a little bit and talk about the lack of boundaries, which is also another interesting piece on consistency.
Another aspect of things that would keep you from meeting your New Year's resolution by being consistent would be a lack of boundaries. And when I talk about a lack of boundaries, I'm talking about pretty much the inability to say no to people or things or events or situations that take away your control and your drive to do what you need to do for yourself. We call these people wrecking balls.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody in the world has a wrecking ball person or people in their lives. Everyone does. You have somebody who comes in all the time and they just take a wrecking ball to your schedule and your routines or the things you need to do, your tasks for the day. Now, sometimes these are going to be like a partner, a significant other. It might be children. It might be needy cats that won't leave you alone when you're trying to record a podcast.
Yeah.
It could be other people. It could be that, you know, and these people also, these wrecking balls, they know that you're a people pleaser. They know that you don't like saying no. And so they'll come in and just, you have this beautiful laid out plan for yourself and they're like, I don't think so. And they just take a wrecking ball to your schedule and what you are trying to accomplish. So part of the way that you fix that is by setting up some healthy boundaries for yourself. I think that there's a saying that I heard that was, givers need to set boundaries because takers never do.
Ah, okay.
So, you know, if you know that you have, so for example, you've got, you want to save money. Okay. Your goal is to save money. And let's say that you have a friend that every other month they're coming up to you and they're having money troubles. And can I just borrow some money to help me get through this rough patch?
Yeah.
And they know you're a nice person, so they come to you because they know that you don't want to say no to them.
Right.
And it's not much money. It's $50 here, $50 there, but it adds up. And they are kind of your wrecking ball. And so what you've got to do is you have to decide, when is enough enough? When is it going to be time for you to say, I'm sorry, I wish I could help you, but I am really trying to build up my savings because I have some goals in mind that I need this money for. So I really don't have it to give you. And you're going to have to say no, and it's going to be unpopular with these wrecking ball people. But guess what? They'll get over it. And if they don't get over it, you probably don't need them in your life anyway.
Right. And I'm going to interject here, which I completely 100% agree with Kristen. The one thing, working as a restaurant manager, I've always told my people is we train people how to talk to us. So not only in that perspective, but we also train people how to interact with us, and most importantly, how to treat us. Now, people, I mean, like Kristen said here, you know, some people, you know, you give them an inch, they take a yard, mm-hmm. or much
10 miles,
you know. But sometimes saying no is not a bad thing either. That allows them to have some dependency and to understand that you're not going to cave in every single time. Again, you know, you should not feel guilty by saying no. Because, you know, again, with saving your money, you know, it's so important, especially if, you know, if you need to change your tire on your car or something comes up. I mean, come on, people. We've all been there when something comes up and you just don't have the disposable income to cover the expense. So, yeah, you got to be able to say no at times in order for you to make progress in life.
And I think that with, you know, a lack of boundaries, that is probably going to be one of the biggest things that gets in the way of you being consistent with your plan for your resolution. Because right. when you don't have boundaries, you're always saying yes to everyone else, but saying no to yourself. And mm-hmm. when you do that, you're not going to accomplish much in life. You know, having a healthy set of boundaries means when someone says, oh, you know, let's just go out to have supper. Let's go to Mexican or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying so hard to lose weight. You're going to have to set those healthy boundaries and say, I'm really sorry, but I just can't do it because I'm trying to eat healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to join you, but I'm trying to eat healthy and that's just too much temptation for me. And just having that ability to say, I can't do it because I'm trying to accomplish this for myself. And I think too that a lot of people, they take like a penny here, a penny there, mm-hmm. whether that penny is actual money or that penny is 10 minutes of your time or 2 hours of your time when you need to be doing something else. Eventually, that is going to add up in a huge amount, and it is going to really prevent you from meeting your long-term goals. And at that point, it's from a lack of boundaries that you have for yourself.
Absolutely. Well said. So, the thing I want to, again, re-elaborate here, you guys, is consistency. If you are going in the New Year's, be consistent. If you're planning on having a morning routine, stick with it. Get everybody involved. Let them know your plan. You know, rather if they're going to cheer you on the sideline or they're just going to be, you know, out in the dugout. You know, let them know that you mean business and you're sticking with your New Year's resolution. Consistency plays a big part in it. You cannot just dip your toes in the water. You know, you just gotta jump right in and just, you know, just get really invested and work towards it. Because if you're passionate and you're motivated and you want to change your life, and if you want to leave your bad habits and the old lifestyle and everything that has gone on in 2020, then leave it in 2020, because 2021 is coming up. It's coming up here real quick.
4 days.
4 days. So, well, that is all the time we have here on the show. If you guys love today's episode, please go ahead and like today's episode and share it. Share it on your Instagram stories. Tag me in it, Coach with Byron. And I will go ahead and shoot you a message and let you know that I've seen it. So we only grow when you share our content through grassroots. We don't do any kind of major marketing or any sort of budgeting wise to get the show out. We rely solely on our audience, and you know, we really appreciate you guys to, you know, being consistent with the show and tuning in every week. So the only last piece of advice I'm going to leave with you guys for your New Year's resolution is, again, stick with it. Mm-hmm. If it is something that you're very passionate with, then don't let anybody come in like a wrecking ball and knock down what you're building. Because you deserve the lifestyle that you want. That purpose, that lifestyle belongs to you. So don't let anybody take that from you. And I'm going to go ahead and leave you guys, like I do at the end of every episode, to make it your God-given mission to be a blessing in someone's life. We love you guys. We appreciate you guys all. And we wish you all a happy new year. And we'll see you in 2021.